Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today was pleasant, with warm temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa enjoyed a sunny day, while Eilat experienced clear skies. As night falls, temperatures will remain mild, making it a comfortable evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, an Israeli air raid in Beirut will not go unanswered, an Iranian general warns. The IDF attacked Hezbollah targets in response to drone strikes on the Galilee. This comes from JNS, reported earlier today. Also, Iran threatens a response after Israel strikes Hezbollah's Dahi. Officials warn more may follow. Israeli sources say this is shaping a new security doctrine against Hezbollah. This story is from Ynet, reported earlier this hour. Also this hour, the IDF strikes a Hezbollah target in Beirut after three drones hit the north. Iran threatens a response. Military officials say they hit a command center in the southern suburbs of the Lebanese capital. Local reports indicate three fatalities. This is from the Times of Israel, reported earlier today. Separately, red alert sirens blared in Eilat due to drone infiltration. The IDF says alerts in the north were triggered by a rocket fired at Israeli forces. There are no reported casualties. This report comes from I-24 News, with details from earlier today. And finally, in a related development, the IRGC warns of a shocking response to Israel's Beirut strike. This comes from a post just minutes ago by I-24N EWS English. Here's what people are saying online. I-24N EWS English reported the IRGC's warning of retaliation against Israel before dawn tomorrow. Alex Plitzas, a security expert, wrote just now that Iran uses proxy forces for deniability. He argues Iran wants Hezbollah in a ceasefire without accountability. Israel Hayom English reported that the IDF is preparing for potential fire from Iran. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Israeli air raid in Beirut. According to JNS, the IDF's attack on Hezbollah was a direct response to drone strikes on northern Israel earlier today. The escalation underscores rising tensions between Israel and Hezbollah, with Iran promising retaliation. This situation puts the region on high alert as both sides exchange threats. Turning to Iran's threats of response, Ynet reports that Israeli officials view the recent strike as part of a new security strategy against Hezbollah. Iran's threats of retaliation increase the stakes, with diplomats warning of further actions. The development suggests a potential shift in regional dynamics as all parties prepare for possible escalations. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel details that the IDF strike targeted a Hezbollah command center in South Beirut. This response followed drone attacks in the north earlier today. The operation led to the evacuation of 29 villages in Israel, highlighting the growing risk to civilian areas amid these military engagements. On the economic front, first, wayward algorithm topples oddity tech. Oran Holtzman's cosmetics company was performing well until a glitch with its main advertising partner caused setbacks. This comes from Globes, reported earlier today. Separately, Europeans are turning to electric cars amid the Iran war's impact on gas prices. Renault says the conflict and rising oil prices have boosted demand for small electric vehicles beyond production capacities. This story is from Ynet Business, reported earlier this week. And finally, the real winner of a 40 million shekel prize has come forward, following a prank by singer Ofer Bitten, a public figure in his 50s, collected the prize. This comes from Walla Business, with details from earlier this week. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.